Anyway, without further ado, I'll introduce the next speaker, Corina from La CLAT, the Convergence des Luttes Anticapitalistes de Montréal.
Bon, ben, salutations de la CLAC, la Lutte des Convergences Anticapitalistes. I'm going to speak in English. So, there's a lot of people from Montreal that are coming up here, for a show of solidarity, returning the favor, because I'm sure a lot of you were there for the FTA in Quebec City. We had this slogan for Quebec City that went, "It didn't begin in Seattle, and it won't end in Quebec City." And I guess we were right, because we're all here today for the meeting of the IMF, the World Bank, and the G20. Now, these institutions have been working for 50 years to expropriate wealth from southern countries, from poor countries, to the wealthy countries in the north by enforcing structural adjustment programs that supposedly liberalizes the economies of the south. Now, the rhetoric that's used to change these economies from being local to export economies is, the well-known rhetoric of the trickle-down effect. But by exporting all your goods to Western nations, and you're supposed to, export all your goods to Western nations, and the profits are going to come back to yours. And that's just plain bullshit. We have statistics that show that the richest 20% of the world have and consume 80% of the resources. I think that really speaks for itself. And I mean, this rhetoric is just a fake, and it's plainly cynical. The IMF and the World Bank loans have done nothing less than continue the colonialization that began 500 years before Seattle. And even though our movement, the North, woke up, with Seattle, and our brothers and sisters in the South and the native communities have been resisting this colonialization for 500 years. And that's where we take our inspiration from. Just to give an example, in April of 2000, there's some Western companies that wanted to go into Cochabamba, Bolivia, to privatize the water. And the government had agreed to that. And communities just sprang up and said, "What the fuck? You can't privatize water? You can't ask people that don't even have money to actually pay for, your most basic need." And this has resulted, not in like little meetings like this, but in like all-out water war. And this is an example we have to use for ourselves, for our movement. We have to go back to our communities and ask what these basic needs are. Either that they be issues of increasing poverty, that they be issues of, not having housing, not having safe spaces for immigrants and refugees that are being targeted more than ever. We have to go back to these communities and find what these really basic needs are and fight to get them. It also means we have to be vocal about our opposition to these meetings like we're going to be doing today. And despite all this nonsense that's been going on with the media saying, "Oh, everybody's going to be peaceful, but there's just this handful of people that are going to be violent," like, we just have to cut through this crap. They want us to protest, they want us to exercise our rights, our constitutional rights, but they don't want us to be effective. Like, we saw it yesterday, there was OCAT organized a mass panhandling and squeegeeing to oppose the Safe Streets Act, which criminalizes panhandling and squeegeeing and just plainly criminalizes being poor. And we were meeting in this square, up by Elgin and Wellington, and the cops came in and said, "Well, it's all good, it's nice that you're meeting here, we'll let you do it, but, just don't go out in the street and squeegee." So basically they're saying, "Oh yeah, you can come up and, talk all you want, we just don't want you going out in the street and actually being effective and getting your message through." And that's what we have to do today, get our message across. We're going to do it creatively, we're going to do it loudly, we're going to do it safely, and we're going to do it effectively. So, have a good protest.